Welcome to the daily chizuk. No matter how much emunah a person has, each time he sees a clear manifestation of Hashem's direct involvement in his life, it gives him so much chizuk. A woman told me, although she always sees Hashem in her life, she just experienced such a clear hashgaha piratit, which showed her how Hashem is involved with the most minute details of her life. And her reaction was that she just wants to sing to Hashem and praise Him for taking such good care of her. She wrote a very popular book, and has a special deal with the publisher she chose, where she makes a significant profit from each book that she sells. An organization called her the other week to order 360 books. She made a phone call to the warehouse where the books are kept and placed an order which UPS would deliver to her home. The next day, UPS came, but they didn't bother to ring the bell. They left all the boxes of books at the bottom of her staircase to her house. When her husband came home that day, he saw 20 very heavy boxes piled up by the steps and asked his wife about them. He had a bad back and would not be able to lift them. Furthermore, it turned out that there was a mistake and the warehouse shipped her 20 boxes instead of the 12 that she ordered. Now, even if the organization that made the order would be able to pick them up later that day, the woman had no room at all to store the extra 8 boxes until this mistake could be corrected. The warehouse said they were closing for the weekend and would not be able to take the 8 boxes back until Monday. Now it was Thursday, and they were stuck. The woman told her husband, "There are no mistakes. Hashem is in charge. Let's be patient and see what happens." The organization said they would pick up their boxes the next morning. The woman told her husband, "It's late now to get help, and we can't carry up the boxes, and there's no way to store them anyway. We have no choice. We will have to leave them out overnight." At 11 p.m., a thought popped into her mind. Maybe the organization might want more books. She sent them an email explaining what happened. 45 minutes later, the organization replied, for a cheaper price, they would take more. She ended up selling them, the entire 20 boxes, and Baruch Hashem, they were all still there the next morning when the organization came to pick them up. Just a few days before this, she helped a relative of hers with financial aid. The extra money she got from the sale of the additional 8 boxes was the exact same amount of money that she had given her relative. She felt that Hashem is watching everything she does and was so unbelievably excited seeing His clear involvement in her everyday life. A rabbinical student from Israel said, he lives month to month, making exactly enough money to pay for his bills and food. 1 month he ran out of money, 2 days before his next stipend would be paid. He didn't have any money to bring home food for his wife and young children. He knew there's a mitzvah called bitachon. So he prayed shacharit that morning from the depths of his heart, relying on Hashem to get him through the next 2 days. He learned Torah that day as usual and felt so secure, like he was in Hashem's hands. That afternoon, the Rosh Kollel gave everyone an invitation to his son's upcoming wedding, and to bring about some extra joy for the occasion, he put extra money in each invitation for each avrech. It was enough for 2 days of food for this man's family. Hashem always takes care of everyone, but when we see it so clearly, it gives us extra chizuk to feel it even more. Have a great day.